Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're right in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja's Escape is here. This is a very nostalgic show, yeah. And a kind of a sad day for all of us here to seeing the going. It's a going away party for Rancho Leonero, shall we say, on Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Yeah, it is sad.
But hey, Rancho Leonero is going to live on forever in all of our memories, and it's a very special place.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Well, we're having a great time talking Rancho Leonero this morning. We would love for you to join us. Join in the fun, great stories, all the great times that we've had talking the ranch. And if you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090. Been a very busy morning. We did have a couple of lines open during the break, so first opportunity since the start of the show, you can get through right now. Again, 213-432-1090. Also, you can send us a text. Text the show option, been very popular this morning. Lots of great texts coming through, and we're going to be reading them this entire second hour, all those great texts. Again, texting the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, free download on your phone. And in addition to having all this fun talking Rancho Leonero today, we're giving away a great prize at the end of today's show. One lucky caller or texter is going to win an overnight fishing trip at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's find out what's biting, but this normally that's the catch word here, but Mark Wish is actually wrapping up his big birthday cruise, so we won't hear from Mark Wish, and we'll hear from Marcos and Seaforth. But so while we're waiting for the catch report, I've got a great text here to read, and there's so many great memories here from Rancho Leonero, and Tim from Ojai had another one here. He says, "Hello, Pete, Rick, and John. This is Tim, and my wife Teresa joined me 2 weeks ago on my first trip to Rancho Leonero. It was during your family reunion. We had a time of our lives fishing, snorkeling, and meeting all of your family. My wife caught her first and largest Dorado, and I caught two on the fly rod. Thank you for an amazing trip, and I'm sorry that this was my first and last." How about that, huh?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't discover it before, because we were all fortunate, or a lot of us were fortunate to go down there a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
Going to miss it for sure.
I had a fun text that I wanted to read also. This is, "Good morning, Pete, Rick, and John. John, I'm sure going to miss that velvet smooth voice giving us those fish reports from the ranch. Say, John, what's the biggest grouper ever caught from Rancho Leonero in all your time down there?" That's from Rich in Long Beach.
Good question. In the hundreds. Over 200.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's a big grouper.
Yeah, there's some big ones down.
And you know what's cool is those pongueros know the spots, right?
They do.
Without a meter or anything, they just look at the land, look at the dead reckoning.
I've tried to put GPSs on the boats, right? And they're so resistant to any kind of change. And they actually know better. They line it up. And the old timers were kind of offended because the GPSs make it so much easier. They take somebody there and they'd mark the spot. For years they'd lined up peaks and did it on their own. And it's interesting, but they really do know. And especially when we started as a diving resort as well, because normally all the good bottom fishing spots are also actually high spots too. So we had two or three captains that really knew the bottom, that were the guys to go, or the two go-to guys when people were interested in fishing the bottom. And it's, you know, the big amberjack always blows me away. The ones that we pull off the bottom every year. Button up against 100 pounds. You know,
I remember that picture of Mike, who used to be your booking person.
Right.
and since passed away, caught that like 110-pound amberjack.
Yeah, they're giants, and they still pull them off. You know, weekly you'll get you get big amberjack. You know, 70-80 pounders are not common.
Yeah.
But you'll see one or two a week. People are fishing.
Pez Fuerte.
Yeah. Pez Fuerte.
Well named.
Yeah, they are. They're good eating too.
Yeah,
they're really good eating. A lot of the jacks aren't, but these are.
Yeah,
these are pretty good.
Well, look who's on the line. She must have heard us talking about it. Pamela from Rancho Leonero Booking Office. Good morning, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Good morning. I got Phil sitting with me, too. But, you know, John, I just want to thank you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of people that have come through the ranch doors over the years, the families, the generations, just the memories that people have been able to make. And all the employees down there that have been there for 20-plus years, you know, even Francisco and Jorge and Joel and Nicholas and Christian and now all the newbies. And it's just, you know, you've been able to give so many families so many memories over the years that really are super important for everybody. And we just want to thank you for that.
Even our immediate family, you know, we were paying guests originally, and John was generous enough to offer us employment with him, and that made all the difference in the world for us, and we just want to thank you, and 25 years of memories, and we're pretty sad about the whole thing, but we've got our memories to hang on
thanks,
to.
Thanks, Bill.
We were reminiscing about that.
Couldn't have done it without you guys. Could not have done it without you.
Yeah, all those long hours at the Fred Hall shows. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Around the country, man. Oregon, Vegas, you know, Denver, you name it. But we were reminiscing about just, you know, maybe a story or something that was really significant. And the one that kind of came to my mind real briefly was, I think we were closing down the bar, and it was Pete and Pam and me and maybe a few others, and Pam goes, God, I'm really thirsty. And Pete goes, well, maybe I'll have to find you some water. And he reached under the counter underneath the sink, because I found a plastic bottle, I found a water. And it was dark. And Pam grabbed it, opened it up, and started guzzling the water, but it turned out it was Fabuloso.
She started blowing bubbles.
Yeah, he tried to kill me.
I had one they gave me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, one other quick one was that, just real fast, one thing that really sticks with me is hanging out with the Godfather, Rick. Your dad was a gentleman beyond compare. And it was really, really cool to hang out with him multiple times down there. And we had a chance to really bond.
Yeah, in 26 years of Let's Talk Hookup Tournament.
It was his favorite place in the world to go fishing, no doubt.
It's funny you mentioned that, coming out from under the bar. I got one. I was leaving early in the morning. I had my boat over in San Jose del Cabo. We're going over to fish. I was like 3:30 in the morning, and I was thirsty. I'd been drinking the night before, really puckered up, and I was looking for water down at the bar, and the night watchman handed me a liter bottle and I thought of water. So I'm in the car rolling down, and I take a big swig of it, and it's bleach.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh,
even worse than Fabuloso, right?
That was bad news. That was bad news. So you got to watch that bar.
Yeah, I gotta watch that.
You never know what you're going to get back there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Pam and Phil, thanks for all your contributions.
No doubt.
I couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was our pleasure.
It was our honor, actually, to be representing Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, I made us proud to be able to do that, so thanks.
You guys sure did it well.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, well, we'll see you soon. We'll see this coming week.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah, we'll
looking forward
week.
To that. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Pam and
thank
Phil, for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
thank you.
That
thank
very
you.
Much. Mark in Temecula writes, so glad to hear John one more time before the ranch changes. His weekly contributions on Let's Talk Hookup has always been great fit to the show. Congratulations, John, in whatever you choose to do now for your work, that your work is done. Truly you embody of, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And that is the truth, isn't
it? That's it. I've never worked a day in my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
I had that same one pulled up. I really liked it.
That was cool. A good one for sure.
And it has been a labor of love, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. And a line just opened up, 213-432-1090. Open right now.
Let's jump into the phones. Dr. Ryan, he's called us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, just want to say thank you so much, John, for creating the fun memories with my uncle and my dad and I coming down to the ranch every once or twice a year. But my uncle wants to know what's going to happen to the Pongeros. There's still a way, you know, if we can come down there and maybe have some charters with them?
Yeah, good question, Ryan. Very good question. I'm going to be sending out a letter because Eddie is still going to be booking boat charters, and so I was going to send out a letter with his contact information.
Oh, cool.
And also, there's rental homes on the ranch as well that are available that Gabrielle is going to be managing. So I'm going to put out a letter to you guys. I was kind of waiting until just right after the hotel does close, and then I was going to send it out to everybody so that you will be able to touch base with them and get the boats and the captains that you want, because Eddie will still be representing them.
Oh, that's cool. So it'll kind of like the Rancho Leonero boats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's some really nice homes for rent along there, you know, in our development down there. And so you still have an opportunity to
like Airbnb kind of things.
Yeah, they're vacation rentals. Exactly.
Cool.
And some nice homes as well.
Yeah, some beautiful homes for sure. All right.
Thank
hey, thanks
you,
a lot for the call
Good
this
question.
Morning.
Thank
Again,
you,
that frees up 213-432-1090. A lot of people have been trying to get through. There's your shot.
You got it, man. Yeah. Hey, I had a great text come through. Said, I started traveling and fishing Baja in the early 70s with my dad, enjoying old Baja, like John always says. Growing up in old school San Diego, people today will tell me how beautiful it is, and I always say you have no idea. I'm sure people will say the same thing about the ranch in the future. They just will never know how great we all had it. John, best of luck in the future, and thanks for everything from Larry Nalcone.
Thank you, Larry.
How
Thank
cool
you.
That's, I agree. That yeah. I'm sure the people who you pass the torch to are going to build a beautiful hotel, and I'm sure they're going to take very good care of it.
It's not going to be the
but
same.
But it's never going to
be
the same.
We're all, my place.
No. We're all going to be trolling by there one day and catching a rooster fish and look at it and shake our head and say it's just not as good as it used to be.
No.
Yeah, that said, with these, the development, one development group out of Monterey, they do good stuff.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, and it's going to be low density.
Well, you could buy a house on the ranch from them.
Yeah, if you
have a lot of money.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Greg in Idaho is listening to us. It was a great show, guys. I was down at the ranch with my wife in June, and we had a fantastic trip. Both the staff and the guests were really fun people. Question for John. What's the strangest catch you've ever seen from the beach? Biggest, most uncommon, whatever comes to mind.
Tuna.
Thanks for that.
Yellowfin tuna off the lighthouse.
Off the lighthouse. On the beach.
On the
standing
beach.
In the sand.
Toes on the sand.
Standing in the sand. Yeah,
wow.
Catching 40, 50-pound yellowfin.
Holy.
Yeah. Man. That always blew me away.
That's crazy.
It always blew me away. And, of course, big rooster fish on the fly. Some whoppers, you know, button up against 100 pounds. And that's, you know, that's the big trophy for fly fishermen, catching a big gallo off of the beach, you know, and doing it all natural. We had one guest. They're from Reno, Nevada. And they were fly fishermen. And they went out with Jeff DeBrown, and they were talking in the morning, I think it was breakfast time, and how they were going to go out and catch a bunch of marlin and on the fly and all that. So, yeah, of course, maybe one. And they released six.
Wow.
In one day. And they did it. It's actually on our website, and they did it all by Hoyle, right? They stopped the motors. They pulled in all the teasers and everything before they ever presented the fly, which is really difficult. Why I don't fly fish.
Yeah.
And they picked up and released six or seven. I can't remember, but a lot. And it was two sailfish, and the remainder were a striped marlin.
Jeez.
Right in front of the hotel.
You ever seen one of those big oar fish or king of the salmon, those big?
Every year.
Yeah, okay.
Every year. It used to be a big deal, you know, and we sent them up to Scripps, and we did all kinds of things with them. But once or twice a year, a big one, and say, gosh, they go to 30, 40 feet long. They're giant things, you know. And they're dying when they come. They're real deep water fish, so they're always dying when they come up. And we It's two or three times a year.
That's cool.
We'll have them right in front, and you see pictures and
20 guys standing together holding the thing up.
Strange fish.
Yeah, crazy.
Strange fish. But they're always on their way out when we see them. We don't get any real active ones. And there's a real deep trench right in front of the ranch where it drops down thousands of feet.
Yeah.
Deep enough. They come off the bottom, yeah.
Deep enough that you can string 380 wides together and make them all go away.
Oh, yeah. And you see some strange fish that I couldn't even tell you the names of that come in. You know, some really, really.
From the depths.
All from the depths.
Yeah.
You know, some, like one, the lenses, the eyes were just so recessed in the head, and the eye lenses had to be an inch on the outside, clear as a bell, right, and kind of rounded in the head. I remember that fish, and it was some Asians, and I think they were from China. They didn't speak much English, and that fish I tried to get them. I said, no, I've never seen anything close to this. You know, let's see what it is. Let's save it and send it to Scripps. No, they ate it.
They ate it.
Yeah. But that was, there are some stuff comes off, especially in particular the bottom. You know, there's so much life in that sea.
Yeah. Well,
it's just thousands of species.
Bob Van Ormer Sr., who was a great friend of yours, used to call it the Great Fish Trap.
Oh, it is.
And it is, right? It's like it generates, because of that deep upwelling, it generates so much fish.
Yeah, where the Pacific meets the Sea of Cortez is actually right where we are. So you get that upwelling, and it's unique, and the fishing is spectacular in there. It really, really is. And that's helped us a lot over the years, keeping the hotel going, that's for sure.
Bob Sr. was a great friend of yours, and he used to help you immensely in the beginning
at
the ranch, right?
There was a lot of...
A lot of prehistoric stuff that went on back then, right?
I just remember
he would get into the trenches, and you guys would be digging holes, and
he would,
you know,
Bob was something. His favorite thing was to build a septic system, right?
Yeah,
you know, get right down there and into it. But Bob, and you know, this, we don't know, many people don't know it. It's not really recorded, but Bob and I financed the founding of the original Pomo Park.
Right,
it was a state park. And they had about an IMAX. They had a Puma thing, a gorgeous thing. But the heroes of the story were the Castro family who were living down there. And I'm going to probably get in trouble for this. But the reason that Bob and I started that park was the Castro family was in there with bang sticks. And every time I'd go down, I'd pick up 410 cases and all that. And they were banging all the big fish. So Bob, that was one of the main reasons that Bob and I went in there and wanted to start the park. And now in the IMAX, the Castro family are the conservationists.
Oh, come on.
Don't believe your history books.
Yeah.
Wow. Do not believe that. So that was.
They were the ones killing everything.
Right. And Bob and I financed that, and then it wasn't a year later, the feds took it over and doubled the size of the park. And, you know, but that's a true story.
You were the first person to take me scuba diving there at the park.
Right. I've been diving that.
Said you found out that I was a diver. It's like, hey, you got to come with me and go check this place out. And I just remember, I mean, it's still an amazing place, but it's not like it used to be.
No.
I mean, there's way, all the regulations and so many people, and it's just like the
you
fish.
I used to run around there and do whatever. I used to hunt.
Yeah.
I used to hunt on there. It wasn't a park or anything.
Yeah,
so I would free dive and spearfish and all that on it. And now you have to make an appointment for a certain time on a certain spot.
Right.
It's nuts.
Yeah, and you only get 40 minutes of at the
no kidding.
They've ruined it.
Fortunately, it's still protected, and the people that run the businesses down there vehemently protect that area, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good thing. But the fish have figured out that this is not a great place to hang out as it used to be. But there's still a lot of great fish there. It's still a wonderful place to dive.
There's big fish. They're tame in there.
Yeah.
And it's been really, really good for the area.
You still see these giant Kubera snapper down there. But I mean, you used to see clouds of giant Kuberas like in every cave and every hole down there.
In the old days. But it's actually... you know, overall, the park has been a big success. When they when they doubled the size of Bob and My State Park, we weren't happy.
Yeah.
But it was a good thing.
No,
it was a good thing.
Yeah,
and, and it's a very, very special spot, and it needs to be guarded. And they are very protective.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And if our boats go down there and try to fish in there, they'll seize our boats. They're serious. And they got drones now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you'll be down there, and it'll be a drone over your head, right? They keep you.
Oh, it's big business for all the dive companies down there.
Oh, no, it's huge. But when we started, we were the only ones diving it. You know, I know I'm probably the, again, longest tenure guy still diving it.
Sure.
I was diving it in the early 70s.
Is the Kubera the biggest fish on the reef? I mean, do they have big groupers?
Yeah, they have big amberjack. Big grouper.
There's a 100-pound amberjack.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not like it used to be, though.
Okay.
I mean, you don't see the amberjack like we used to.
Yeah.
But they're still there.
Yeah.
The big pargo.
The big pargos are pretty amazing. But they're still
in there.
I mean, but we used to see 100-pound amberjacks in giant schools. You see some 80-pound amberjacks down there kind of cruising around. Giant groupers.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say the groupers are the biggest ones, right? The big giant groupers.
And the
and
the big pargo. They get some real good size in there.
But some of those groupers are a couple hundred pounds.
Here's the thing about here's the thing about those big fish. They're still in the park.
Yeah.
They're just not on those spots where people are making appointments for that particular hour. I mean, why would they, you know?
Right.
When there's constantly somebody down there in the water with them.
Yeah.
So they're moved to different parts of the park, but still, honestly, there's no better diving in the world.
No,
if you want to see fish, I agree
with you 100%.
That's cool. Yeah. Man, well, speaking of big fish, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our catch report. We got Marco standing by, and today our fishdope.com report is sponsored by Norisk Lithium Batteries. Hey, they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, reliability, and they've also got that great Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System. It allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also makes it a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make the investment in the best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check NoriskLithium.com for more information and for a dealer near you, like Angler's Marine. Lots of great sources.
Angler's Marine and the Trolling Motor Doctor and more to come.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Norisk Lithium, they're leading the charge on that. We're going to find out what's biting, going up to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Great.
Great morning.
Yeah, and we've had some great fishing. It's definitely that time of year where, you know, it's kind of starting to tail off with the people coming out fishing, but the fishing itself is still really good right now. The half-day trips with deep water rock cod fishing. Yesterday, the Sea Watch, 130 rockfish, and I believe 90, so maybe about 200 total there. Nah, San Diego, still fishing offshore yesterday. 34 anglers had 37 bluefin. Took Voyager, got back from a two-and-a-half-day with limits of bluefin for their 11 anglers. And that's kind of what it's been throughout the week. Very good bottom fishing on those half-day trips, the full day still picking away at those bluefin, a little more inconsistent. Earlier in the week, the Aztec Cortez limits of bluefin. So about what we've seen, like I said, not quite as many trips in the calendar. I know it's that time of year where, I mean, it's tough.
It's, you
know,
November 11th. It's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And we're still catching tuna, right?
Absolutely. And not only that, we've been fishing since February, March, April. You know, it's been a long year, and I know it's tough for people to, you know, I remember when I started here, you know, it's, by now we were kind of in winter mode doing projects for the winter, but fishing is still spectacular right now. The Sea Watch, like I said, during the week they've been running those 8:30 to 2 trips, you know, one trip a day. Today they're on two half days, one this morning, again this afternoon. The San Diego today is down at the islands. Said they fished offshore yesterday, had some decent bluefin fishing, and you know, take a look around the islands now, and they're scheduled there for a few days at least here to see what that's like. We still got some, you know, overnight trips, day and a half, and it's like I said, still catching bluefin, occasional yellowfin probably in the count, lots of, and then we're catching bluefin on the full day in the middle of November, so.
How about that,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Local.
Exactly. Like I said, well, you know, we're getting closer and closer to that bluefin for Thanksgiving. You know, we might get it this year. So definitely.
I think so too.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a look at the website, c4thlanding.com. We got those half-day trips up there. Like I said, during the week we're running one trip. On the weekends we're running two trips. So definitely double-check that. Don't, you know, I mean, I guess it's not too bad if you're down here at 6 a.m. for the 8:30 departure. But, you know, it's a little early. But the full days, at least for the next week or so here, like I said, they're fishing the island, so passport is required. And again, we need to talk about that. We had a couple guys come down this morning that didn't have their passport. They had a Sentry card, or they may have that real ID. Those will not work. The Mexican government is requiring valid passports. So make sure you have those if you're going to go on that full-day trip fishing the islands. And we talked about this before. You can skip one full-day trip, get that passport, and it's going to last you 10 years and give you a lot of flexibility on those trips. So definitely take a look at
that. Buy that passport card for an extra $25, and then you can put it in your wallet.
Absolutely. Or you can just give us your passport card. Those work, too, for these trips. Yeah. They don't always work going across the border, but for these trips, they will take those. So passport cards are good. Leave one at home. Keep, you know, bring one down for the trip. So check that out. Full days, day and a half, some 1 day, some 2 days in the mix there. Lots of options. Seaforthlanding.com. Just call down here at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to have you guys come down, visit us in person, say hi, book a trip, pick up some tackle at the tackle shop. Christmas is creeping up here, so maybe pick up a gift for that fisherman in your life if you're not one yourself, or get a gift for yourself.
I like the style, Marcus. Yeah, somebody's got to stock that stocking. Like, maybe put some MC swim baits in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just stock that stocking full of MC swim baits. You know, guaranteed calico bass, guaranteed bluefin. I bet you they'd catch wahoo, too.
Well, I appreciate a great report, as always, Marcos. We're going to continue on with one of your guys. We got Captain Mike Pritchard on the tribute standing by. So, Marcos, again, a great report, as always. Excellent fishing still going on in this late season. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to book a trip.
619-224-3383. If you want to talk to us, check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. And I know Mike has a really good report for you guys, too, so I'll let you get to that.
All right, buddy. Great job. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, as promised, here he is, Captain Mike Pritchard on the tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing
great. Always anxious to hear what's going on aboard the tribute.
Well, let's see. We're running away from bluefin. We're trying to relocate our kill patty. We're done.
You can't be done because it's only 8:27 in the morning, so that wouldn't make sense.
Okay, let me clarify. We're done on bluefin. We had phenomenal fishing here last night.
Unreal.
Limits of bluefin for our 32 anglers, and trying to get up to this kill patty, which we're still looking for here. And then, of course, we trolled up another bluefin. I mean, it's like I said, we're trying to run away from bluefin.
So cool.
Oh, man.
So cool. Good for you guys, man. You know, people always start to talk about it as you get later into the year. But, I mean, this is, you know, we're experiencing some of the best biting fish we have had all season right now.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we had our trip. Hang on one second. And that is like 20 degrees apart. Trying to find a stupid kelp. Yeah, we had limits of bluefin last trip. Very, very good fishing. The trip before that was right in there. Some very good yellow fishing on trips before that. I mean, you wouldn't know what it doesn't really matter anymore. It's funny because we're driving over bluefin right now trying to get to the truck body.
Oh, my God.
It's been great.
What?
I don't know. We can't get to it.
Okay. There might be more bluefin. Who knows, right?
There might be more bluefin. There has been some yellowtail around there. Oh, my. Yeah, we're going over 20 fathoms of bluefin here trying to ignore them. Kind of funny. There has been some yellowtail around. There has been some, like, one-off really good yellowfin fishing. And last week, the San Diego, I think when I called in, had something crazy, like 107 or something. And they're good ones. They're, you know, 20 to 50 pounders. So,
and you're fishing all in one-day range?
Well, you know what? This is a good one because we got a guy messaging us who was asking about fishing this weekend, and he said he was trying to get on a 2-day trip so he could get out to where the bluefin are. And I said, look, man, we've had very, very good fishing within 1-day range. And he goes, well, I want to get out to, you know, on a 2-day trip that's going to get down to where the fish are. And then he texts me last night. He goes, well, I think they canceled. And he texts me again this morning. He goes, are you guys there yet? And I said, there. I said, we're done. There's no getting there. This is easy, easy day-and-a-half range. Day-and-a-half trips give you a chance to fish two different nighttime bites, potentially.
Sure.
Even on one-day trips, we do have a one-day trip next Thursday night. But it has hours in the dark. I mean, you're getting every bit of what you would on a long-range trip in a one- or day-and-a-half package.
Yeah.
How cool.
Now, we have you scheduled to be on Let's Talk Hookup 1 week from tomorrow, next Sunday. Is that going to work for you?
Yeah. My crew's going to have to scrub the boat on their own. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Because you're right.
I'll be there. Yeah. And we do have tomorrow night is one of our awesome, well-known Pizza Port sponsored trips. I think as of this morning, we only have like 10 people booked. I mean, we're obviously going. Weather's phenomenal. Fishing, I mean, literally running from bluefin at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So cool. there's really no excuse left to not. And I do have something that I'm going to share on our Facebook page later. We did have a close friend, Brad Freeman, a friend of mine, passed away yesterday. There's going to be a GoFundMe set up. He did work on the Intrepid for a while. A lot of guys in the industry know him. So if you could, that'll be up later as well. Yeah, he was a good guy, and his family could definitely use some of it.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
So that'll be
that,
up
Mike.
on your Facebook page, on tribute thing.
Yeah, I think he might have something to do with this awesome bluefin fishing we're experiencing right now. So we will have a link shared later on for that. So anybody who can support that, that's always awesome and very appreciated.
Great.
That this we'll be checking back with you. I will be there next Sunday. And I got to tell these people to wind in and see if we're going to run away from more bluefin here in a little bit. But we hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks.
619-224-3383. We'll check back with you guys tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks,
awesome,
Mike.
Man.
Appreciate that.
8:30.
Good
all
stuff.
Good stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to wrap up our catch for today, man. If you like fishing for tuna like you just heard Mike talk about and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are definitely missing some bites. Those Nautilus circle hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is a perfect choice. It's tough enough but not too oversized. Both of them come in a ringed or non-ringed version. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. More great stories, more great times from Rancho Lanero. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking so much fun about our favorite place. And, you know, one of my favorite stories of being at the ranch, you know, I got countless memories of going with my dad. Like, those are almost too many to mention a specific one. My favorite trip with my dad, no doubt, was one of our Let's Talk Hookup tournaments when we had some epic rooster fish fishing. That was his favorite thing to do, was fishing the beach down there. And we had one bite when those big guys were biting really good, and we had multiple fish over 50 pounds, and Dad had a 70 pounder. It was probably Dad's most prized fish. You know, he caught plenty of fish in his lifetime, bigger and smaller than that, but that was probably his most favorite fish, and that was a great one. And then also, you know, the first trip I ever went on with Dallas when we were dating was to the ranch, and we were down there when Hurricane Ivan, like, just kind of touched. Like, it definitely didn't go over the ranch, but it went over enough that there was almost nobody there, and it was just, you know, the couple of people that were still staying there were in the rooms, and I remember being in the pool, and it had rained like 8 inches that day, but it was still beautiful weather. You know, I mean, it was crazy rain. I remember having margaritas in the pool and like a crazy downpour, and that was like one of the first trips that Dallas and I ever went on dating. And like, I can just like, I have so many countless memories of that amazing place, and
wow.
I love it so much. And man, like a lifetime of going down there with my family. The last travel trip that our whole family got to do together, you know, with Dad was at the ranch, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
A lot of stories, you know.
Yeah,
you didn't mention and everything. But the good chance we'll have a book coming out here too.
I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's coming soon, right? I hope.
Well, I think so. I think they're about done.
They've been working on it for a long time.
I can't write it. You know.
Yeah.
They're guests from that have been coming for years. Actually, Harvard professors and Jay Ghosh is a real good friend. And actually, he's head of international political science for Harvard. But he's been coming for years. Like I say, really interesting people.
Interesting
to meet down there. Really interesting. Great guy from Poland. And anyway, he's been after, you know, and you tell stories at the bar, a couple of tequilas, you know, and so I'm constant stories and all that. He just kept telling me, you got to put all this down on paper. For years he was doing it, and I kept telling him, that's not me. That'll never happen. You know, it's a good idea. But so anyway, they decided they were going to take it on themselves, and so a lot of interviews with you guys, and there's probably 40 or 50 people they did interviews with, and lots of hours for me as well. And it's just nothing that I make up, just stories, things that you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, right.
You cannot make this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction, I promise you. And especially down there. And so a lot of really interesting stories. So it should be fun. I think it will be out this year sometime, this coming year.
Yeah.
And,
Well, there's a lot of people that want to talk to you, a lot of texts that need to be read. And
there you go.
But the one line open, 213-432-1090, open right now. I have a great text here that I want to share from Troy in Fontana. John Ireland has the best radio voice I've ever heard. With his Rancho Leonero commercials going away after December 1st, is there any way you guys can get him to continue doing spots commercials for Let's Talk Hookup Show, which is a great idea, right? And, you know, maybe he'll do a Royal Polaris spot.
Sure.
For Frank?
Anything for Frank.
I think without his voice on the radio on Let's Talk Hookup, it just won't be the same. And
I
agree with you 100%. So that's a great idea.
That is a good
idea. We're
going
to get you to come in here to the World Headquarters and cut some spots. You know?
I'm happy to.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
That's a cool idea.
I dig it. I like it. For sure. Thanks, Troy.
I had one more that I wanted to read from Chris in San Marcos. Sure going to miss John and Jen seeing us off in the morning to go fishing and getting us when we come back in the afternoon. They're memories that money cannot buy. Thanks for all our great memories, John.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, Chris was a regular part of our tournament down there.
Right.
Hey, Carl from Fisherman's Landing's on the line. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Hey, good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing great.
So just want to kind of give you an update what's going on in the water here today. We got three boats out that that either left last night or yesterday morning, and very good fishing for everyone. The Queen is on the second day of a 3-day. They have limits of bluefin tuna for the first 2 days, and they're working on day three right now.
Wow.
Billy's has some really good fishing on the ground there. I'd say majority of that fish is probably 40 pounders, you know, 40 pound fluorocarbon, really small hook, like a number two, four, circle hook, like a Gamagatsu, Nautilus hook would be ideal. The condors on the, on a 2-day trip, they're on their first day of fishing here. They have 44 bluefin this morning. They left yesterday morning. Same great size of fish, it sounds like. Then Mike on the Pacific Dawn, he's on an overnight trip. He left last night around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock last night with 14 anglers. He's got 10 bluefin tuna, all in that 30 to 40-pound range. Seeing very good sign. All the boats reported beautiful weather, and looks like the weather is going to hold out till at least next weekend. You know, it looks like really nice weather. So if you guys want to go fishing, we got trips on the Pacific Queen, a 2-day trip leaving Tuesday morning with 15 spots open. The Condor and the Liberty are running 2-day trips with lots of openings there. And then the Pacific Dawn has a day and a half leaving Friday night also, next Friday night.
Did you say that there are spots available on the Pacific Queen?
I know, right? Did you hear that?
Yes. What? Yes. 15 spots available on Tuesday morning.
Wow. Well, when's the last time? Yeah. When's the last time there was a trip with 15 spots available
on the Pacific Queen?
4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. 2010, something like that, probably.
Yeah.
So, very good fishing on all the boats there. Seeing very good sign of fish. They're fishing fairly close to home, so it's all in overnight range and day and a half and 2-day range. So lots of opportunities on the four boats there while the season's winding down. But a good chance to get out and catch some fish before Thanksgiving. And just wanted to give everyone a heads up on that.
How do we get a hold of you, Carl?
619-221-8500 or fishermanslining.com. And you can book your reservations right online or over the phone.
I know we great report. And Carl, before we let you go, I know we've been talking Rancho Lane Arrow all morning with John, and you and I mean, literally like just a couple of days ago, we're reminiscing about big fish, and Carl was talking about wanting to get a mount done from a big rooster fish he had down at Rancho Lane Arrow, and we were just talking about how cool of a place that was and how special that fishing is down there. And I mean, literally, just, you know, it's an everyday conversation how much fun we've all had fishing down at Rancho Lane Arrow.
Yeah, I only got to go down there twice, and it's a beautiful place. I'll definitely miss it and all the stories and everything. And, I was down there with Frank, and he was getting his, I think it was
five-year
anniversary. Yeah, or married. And, I caught it like a 70, 75-pound rooster fish there, and then Katie caught like one that was about 65 pounds or so.
Yeah,
awesome.
Cool. A lot of weddings there.
Yeah, a lot of weddings,
a lot of good times.
Yeah, and then they would come back for their anniversary year after year. So.
Yeah, definitely will miss the place.
But thank you,
Carl. Thanks for the report, and thanks a lot for the call. Right. Appreciate that very much.
We'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
All right.
Ricky, you got a good one, huh?
I definitely do.
You know, Chris from San Marcos also wants to know, since the ranch is closing, will you share the rib recipe?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
We got to talk about rib night.
Yeah, rib night.
Yeah.
That's tonight. I'll be there for rib night tonight.
I'll be there next. Are you going to serve rib next Saturday night? I'll be there for
rib. Yeah, we are. By popular demand.
Yeah.
No, everybody loves the ribs, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to share the recipe.
Yeah. And another guy, Rex in Rancho Santa Marcos, says, I'm very sad day with Rancho Lane Air closing, but I love the idea of John Ireland doing radio spots on Let's Talk Hookup. So
here we go.
You're in there, man.
Yeah, you're here.
So I got a job now. I'm totally retired. I'm totally retired.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid, John. Everybody's dying to talk to you. Let's dive back into the phones. We're going to talk to Gary. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing? How you doing,
hey, Gary?
Yeah, I just want to call in. I went to the ranch three times in the last year. I went the first time was there for the reunion, family reunion, and then we went back in June. We went back again this October. It was amazing. Place is amazing.
Thank you, Gary. I think so too.
It is. Thanks a lot for the phone.
And John was there every time.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah. He's a staple in his corner on the bar.
Yeah, I got my spot. I got my spot right there.
Yeah, for sure. You better save that stool.
I'm with all of that furniture and all. I might sell it, right?
Yeah, just kidding. For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great one from Bob and Carol Clark in Newport Beach.
Ah, you stole mine. Yeah, I loved it. I thought that was great.
Along with all the callers, Carolyn and I have great memories of the ranch. In particular, I always enjoyed the fellow guests. We were honored to join Jack Nielsen on the veranda of room 35 for what I coined the board meeting. In one of those meetings, Jack complimented John as an ultimate entrepreneur for what he accomplished at Rancho Leonero. Thanks for the amazing experience and great memories. And I gotta say, I'm going down to the ranch this next weekend, and I specifically asked Jeannie if I could have Jack's room, and she gave it to me. So I know Steve Pinard and I are going to be toasting Jack on the veranda.
Cool. Pete, that's awesome.
This Friday.
I miss Jack.
Yeah, oh, we all miss Jack. Jack in the corner room 35. Right. Man, that's...
Jack would come down for 3 or 4 weeks over the course of the year, and I just really look forward to it. We spent a lot of good times, a lot of good conversations. What a great guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be toasting him for sure.
Jack Nielsen, we sure will.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ricky, you had one?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I just want to thank John Ireland, Pam, Phil, and everyone at Rancho Nero for the most amazing memories while fishing down in the East Cape. I met so many great people while staying there over the years, not to mention the amazing staff and wonderful food. I caught my first rooster fish and also my first marlin while fishing down at the ranch. Such a great vacation spot, and you always made me feel so welcome. Thanks for creating a wonderful experience, and for everyone that stayed at the ranch, best wishes. That's Charisse from Huntington Beach.
Thanks, Charisse.
That's cool.
Thank you.
And I just want to say there's 100 more of
like
those.
That.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so sorry.
Thank you for all the texts.
Exactly what I was going to say. I mean, there's so many great ones that
we can't read everybody.
We can't read everyone, but so many great sentiments of awesome times that everybody's had.
And some great phone calls. Let's jump back to it.
Just like Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. What's up, Daniel? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Daniel?
Good morning.
Hey, John, can you tell us a story about something that happened in Mexico, but it's not very common? You know, not fishing related, but, you know.
I was going to tell you a fishing story. It's a good fishing story. And it's not real common. Somebody called earlier and asked about stuff that I remember for fishing-wise, right? And we have that pier that we push in and out of the water in front. And a lot of times the beach kids and all that, will go down there, and the boats come in, and they'll have extra bait, and they'll grab the bait from off the boats, that whatever that's left over, and fish off the end of the pier. And catch a lot of rooster fish all the time. But this kid had a Tecate can with his line wrapped around it, and threw out a sardine and caught a sailfish right off the pier, which is pretty unique. Only billfish we've ever had taken off that pier. And it was a small sailfish.
About
a 40-pound sailfish.
Off the pier.
Off the pier on a Tecate can with a line wrapped around.
That's so rad.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Anyway, that's a little... And then there's a lot of other stories, a lot of experiences down there dealing with Mexico and the locals and just getting by. So it's been an interesting run.
Yeah.
The fish down there has been so impressive. You know, you obviously talked about the reef and how much fish there is in waist deep water. The other thing that would always blew me away was how good a fishing guys would have grabbing a kayak and paddling out right where all the moorings were at. You know, I mean, which was a couple hundred yard paddle. All the pelagics could be caught, I mean, right there. I mean,
a
kayak, you could fish the day, come back, grab a shower, grab a marg, and then jump in a kayak and paddle out a couple hundred yards and
catch another one.
And any fish that you could have caught on a cruiser, you would have access to right there.
Well, right about twice the distance of the boat anchorage is a real drop off. And old Dennis Spike used to go out there with the kayakers and bounce iron off the bottom and pick up everything, in particular yellowfin tuna. out down there,
yeah,
and big jacks, everything. And of course, we used to string the kayaks and go outside for the marlin, you know, and they'd have a mothership, so they pick up their bait and their lunches and roll around out there. And one particular story, there was a big whale out there, a dead whale, and they always attract dorado. Dorado were thick underneath them, and I heard it. I got a second hand from the scoop that went out there. There were four or five boat kayaks that went out and ran into this whale, right? And there's other boats around, and they're all catching fish, and everybody was clapping when the kayakers came up, and they immediately disembarked and got a little closer to the whale, and out they started picking up all the fish, and real soon the boaters were not happy with them anymore because the kayakers were taking all the dorado right inside. The dorado or the kayaks are real effective fishing platforms.
Yeah, no doubt.
They really work. Without that propeller on them, it makes a real big difference.
We put kayaks on your boat one time, and I jumped in the kayak and caught a tuna off of one.
Right.
We kind of mothershipped with your boat and jumped in and caught
That's
a tuna.
Cool.
Got towed all around by a 30-pound yellowfin.
That Nantucket sleigh ride.
Oh, yeah.
Cool thing.
Was
and
fun
a, lot,
stuff.
A lot of marlin taken on the kayaks as well.
Yeah, I don't know whether I want to catch a marlin on a kayak.
No,
something about that
marlin.
Bill, right?
You get on that?
You know, yeah.
Those stripers are...
Like shark and marlin, I have a little respect for those on a kayak, but I know people do it, right?
Let the Salted Crew boys handle
yeah.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Of all the billfish, those striped marlin are the most aggressive.
Yeah.
By far, and they're the ones that you catch, so
yeah.
You got to be careful.
For sure. Well, let's sneak in another call, Rick.
How about Eric? He's calling us from Valley Center this morning. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show, as usual.
Thanks, Eric.
What's the most weirdest or strangest thing that's ever happened down there at the ranch that you've ventured into?
That's most of them are stories that I don't dare tell you. Know what I mean? We had a couple that came out. This just came up top of my head, and they were a young couple, and they were arguing or something. So he got into one of those kayaks and decided. Well, I don't know what he decided he was going to, but he fell asleep on this kayak, and it was 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, sure.
And then we got knocks on the door at 12, 1 o'clock. Where's my husband? Well, and he was out floating around.
Dead
asleep on a kayak.
Oh, my. And you found him.
We found him the next morning. The next morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he was still asleep on the darn thing.
Oh, jeez. That's a strange. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, that was a sleepless night.
That's a good one. Well, sure.
When you're a place that serves good cold tequila, things are bound to happen.
Yeah,
a lot of that.
Yeah. You have a good text there, Rick?
I did, and I thought this was a great one because you guys have done such a good job with photos over the years. Says, hi, John. I've been going to the ranch for 20 years with my wife. We've had such a great time. Wondering, is it possible or how far back do the photo archives go? I'd love to research some of our old photos.
On the fish
gallery? Yeah, because you guys did such a good job of taking all those photos for the website.
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but it's at least 20 years.
I mean, I always think about it. Like, you've done constant week-to-week photos for, I mean, that's a serious archive.
And they're all on the website. You can scroll back. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but it's a good 20 years of photos.
Wow.
Going back.
Yeah, and there's like archives on the website.
Right, yeah. And it goes by the year and the month, and you can actually go on there. If you had a special trip that you caught a fish that you really like, you can go back and check it out.
RancherLandArrow.com.
It'd be a fun trip down memory lane right now, you know, go back and see all those fun photos from trips past.
Yeah. Are you going to keep the website rolling?
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
All right, good.
That's cool. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. We're giving away an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. And, boy, you heard Carl's report. You might go use that trip right about now. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. What an awesome show this was. And speaking of awesome show, we're giving away an awesome prize. Full day overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. John's going to do us the honor flipping that prize coin. And we have a texter as the big winner today. Congratulations, Mark in Temecula. You are going fishing on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. And, man, what a show today was.
Man.
Very special.
Yeah, very, very special. Very special for all of us and a lot of our listeners out there. Thank you all for your great text. Sorry we weren't able to get to all the texts or all the calls. And, John,
what do you say, man?
Yeah, what do you say about Rancho Lando? If you want to go, there may be a spot or two left that you could sneak in here in the next couple weeks, right?
In the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's my last
The last hurrah.
My last pitch.
And you'll be down there the whole time?
Yeah, I will be.
Yeah, when are you headed back?
Today.
You head back today?
Yeah, this afternoon. There's a 2 o'clock flight.
2 o'clock?
Down on, But, you know, I do have to say, I was just mentioning, the ranch probably wouldn't be there right now if it wasn't for this radio show.
Wow.
And 9 out of the 10 people that come to the hotel had listened to the radio show. You sit at the bar, and the vast majority, you know, listen to the radio show. So it's been big for me and a big help. And thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for all your support. We couldn't be here without you, too.
It's been mutual. It's really worked. It's really and good friends, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Buddy. Yeah, and many, many more memories to come, too.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. John. It's not over yet.
Yeah. So in the meantime, how do we get a hold of Rancho Leonero if we want to come down
the
last couple of weeks?
Here it is, 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks,
by
John.
By the way, 2252 is Baja.
Yeah, that's Baja. Right. Yeah. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you very soon. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hook Up, got a great show. Captain John McCarty and Captain Chris Root from McCarty Yacht Group going to be here. Thanks to Christian for all he does on the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app and website. We sure appreciate all their support, and you too out there, the callers, the texters, appreciate your support, and the listeners as always. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with Captain John and Captain Chris on the Mardi Gras 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.